Amen.
Amen?
Thank you, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone. Paya, are we online and everything's working well? I have to check on the computers. You know, computers are in the Bible. Go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. They had a computer. Did you know that? Didn't have much memory, just one byte. Good morning and welcome. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on here, some of our agenda items and what have you. Deb Gunther is just about to jump out of her seat. She has an announcement. Let's start with her. Michael?
Test.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This Thursday is a crop fundraiser for April, and it's at Legends on Iliff and 225. Lunch and dinner. Thank you.
Legends, yes. All right, thank you. Other announcements, things going on. PEO representative,
yes.
Ellen.
Right here.
Yep.
Yes, this is the last day that I'll be taking funds for gift cards for Tagawa. I'll get those submitted next Saturday, and you will have the cards 2 weeks from today. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Larry.
Good morning. I've been pruning trees around here, and this crabapple out here had a lot of wood, and it's apple wood, so if anybody wants firewood, let me know, and I'll get it cut up for the right size.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Apple wood, good firewood, too. By way of other events, we know that Frank Shaw passed. Life and death and life again. Amen. His service will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. It's the one at the bottom of the curve for Del Mar Park, just across the park from us. So with prayers for Barbara and your daughter Carrie is here. Carrie, glad to have you with us this morning. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order as we are gathering and preparing. I cannot think of a lot. We are gathered here. We are gathered virtually with a lot of people online. I don't always know who's online, and that's wonderful too, because we share the message of Jesus Christ risen. He is risen. Risen indeed. If there's no other announcements or preparations, let's stand, wave hello to one another, and we'll turn to our call to worship.
Please remain standing as we join together in our call to worship. Celebrations of Easter. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you."
It is the Lord.
Jesus breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Amen, Lord.
Breathe your Holy Spirit upon us. Please remain standing as we join together in singing Crown Him with Many Crowns, item number 327 in your hymnal.
His glories now we sing,
Today's first scripture reading is taken from the 118th Psalm, verses 1 through 9. Listen for the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is on my side to help. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At this time, I would invite my wife to join me here in the front. We will be singing a duet for you as part of our special music. It is a traditional Tongan hymn, Eiki Koi Ofa A'au. It is an old hymn in our Tongan tradition, in our Tongan church. This particular tune we are singing, as this particular hymn has probably over a dozen different tunes that you can apply to the words and lyrics. But this particular tune we will share with you this morning was made famous worldwide. I think it was some years back, not too long ago. Our tiny country, Tonga, had advanced to the Rugby League semifinals in the World Cup. In New Zealand, they were playing their match, and the whole stadium was waving Tongan flags, and they were singing this hymn all together. So if you can imagine a stadium full of 60,000 people singing this hymn in four-part harmony, and it was a pretty moving thing to see. So I'll step down and sing with my wife, Eiki Koi Ofa A'au.
Eiki Koi Ofa Lord,
One of these days, I'm going to sit down with Neil and Nalu and a few, whoever knows rugby, and they're going to explain to me what's going on when we're in the middle of this. Joyous. Thank you. Thank you. By way of prayers of concern in our gathering, we named Frank, who is at ease, who is at rest, life and death and life again. We celebrate him. We celebrate as his family gathers and grieves. We are in that midst. We have the other prayers printed on the back of the worship bulletin for other things that are on our minds. I want to continue to keep war in front of us because ongoing war is not who we are. We are children of the Prince of Peace, and so it is that we need to have that in the fronts of our minds. I want to know if there are other items of concern you would lift this morning, prayer concerns that might be added to our family gathering of needs and wants. Do any of you have concerns? Michael Ruella Contour, please.
Thank you all for your prayers. My surgery on my eyelids went just great, and they gave me some high power painkillers, and I never even needed them, so prayers must work. I'm healing right now, and wearing sunglasses to shield you all from my wonderful bruised eyes.
We thought you were just a superstar, Cruella. Glad to have you here. Glad that this is doing well. Joe Richards is here. I know that he and his wife are primary caregivers of Ruth and Monroe. you see the gray hair? It's growing inward. They're doing well. Well, yeah, we hope that they are watching and they're streaming with us. We know a lot of people that cannot get in that do stream, and we want to make sure and greet them as much as we can. But Joan, nice to have you in here. We know that you're in our family midst, whichever way we are about. Other concerns, other things we need to be aware of? No? Yes. You have something? Michael? Lucy? Wait for the microphone, dear, because we want to make sure they can hear it online, too.
I would like prayers for my family. My aunt passed away last week in Tonga, and I'm so sad, but at least I know she's in a better place. She's 83 years old, and thank you very much.
All right, tell me her first name, Lucy.
Makeleta.
Margarita?
Is it like Margaret, but Makeleta?
Makeleta. Thank you, and prayers and peace of peace to her. Other concerns, I don't want to rush us past those because things heavy on our heart, we can share those in Christ. By way of celebrations, last Sunday was Perry Moore's birthday. Aretha Johnson on today. Perry Moore today, Aretha Johnson on Thursday. Some prayers coming up next week, but we'll get to those. I'm going to ask Melba to come forward. Michael, would you bring the microphone down for Melba, please?
Mike doesn't know this is coming, so surprise, Mike. Anyway, I want you to know Mike Summerall. You see him running up and down the aisles all the time. He's one of our lifelong members, because his parents were joined the church when it was new.
What were their first names?
Bert
and Dot, okay.
And they served the church all their lives. Mike was born here, baptized here.
Not born in the church.
Plus, I was born in Seattle the first 2 years.
No.
But he's been a very faithful steward of his time and his talents. I don't know if you know some of his talents. He's a beekeeper. He's a gardener. He's a brewer.
A bowler. And one of the things that I wanted to note, I have been here 6, 7 years, I'm not sure now. There has never been a Sunday that he wasn't here. He is here every Sunday. I'm convinced he actually lives here and just comes and goes. But he's one of those people that, unassuming on whatever, show him what you got.
I would like to give you this plaque. Maybe read it. G R A T I T U D E. Giving thanks, refreshing the spirit, appreciating little things, thinking positively, identifying goodness, treasuring each moment, uniting in kindness, delighting in laughter, expressing joy. We're feeling so grateful to you and hoping you know how much you're appreciated.
Well, I guess I am.
For all you do and for all you are.
Well, thank you, guys.
A little gift certificate, because we didn't know which of your talents you needed to
express.
Anyway.
Yeah, one of the others we didn't mention, he keeps track of the website, keeps things posted, keeps us up to date, and oftentimes reminds Pi and I when we have forgot to get our jobs done. So, and all does that for gratis.
He also is the chairperson of the Coordinating Council for the Church.
Yeah, again, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Go sit down. Go sit down. Thank you, Mr. Robert. Other prayers, anything else we wanted to make sure and indicate our thanks and celebrate, Mike? If not, let's turn to our unison prayer. You find it printed in your worship bulletin and on the screen. Lord, hear us as we pray. Lord, in the midst of tragedies of weather, tragedies of war, tragedies of guns, guide us. It is easy to doubt. It is easy to see only darkness. In the midst of our doubt, you bring us hope. Out of the darkness, you are the light. There is new life, new growth. There is renewal. Lord, it is the message of Easter, the message of resurrection. Help us share the good news. Help us be a part of teaching and living lives of love in a world of pain and hurt. Lord, be with us.
Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, thank you for all that you do in our midst, for the care you give to our loved ones, to the saints who have gone before us, for the gifts of the resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit guiding and inspiring us, for the gift of people who give of their time and energy, who do the work around this church, this particular body of Christ. And Lord, for all the people who do Christian work around the world, we join them shoulder to shoulder, offering our hands as Christ's hands to help and feed children, to help homeless, to be there in disasters, to reach out in ways that we cannot do locally, but we can do as brothers and sisters around the world through our church. Lord, we are joined with all people, all of your children, and we seek your guidance that we might continue to grow in understanding and connecting and being beloved with all of those we meet. People from all around the world, from Sudan, struggling with a coup this morning, from Japan with earthquakes, from fires, from floods, from Tonga to Africa to Europe, to the tips of Peru. You are in all places and all peoples. Help us, Lord, be those people aware of your greatness and offering your love and kindness to all we meet. Lord, thank you for all of the ones that we hold in our hearts. And thank you for forgiving us when we stray. It is in gathering with you that we find hope. It is through Christ that we are redeemed. And it is through Christ that we learn the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that we should pray together, the Lord's Prayer saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support of the church through your offerings. Sometimes it feels odd to be about faith and to be about money. But of all of the topics that Jesus preached about, scholars say that he talked about money more than any others. Because where your money is, your heart is. Be aware of that. Don't worship there, but turn and give to Christ, understanding that Christ will direct us with the prosperity we've received. And thank you. Thank you for your response in keeping this church alive and vital. I'm going to invite Barbara to spend a moment.
Please rise as we join together in reading today's gospel, which is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Listen for the word of the Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other things in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gonna do our next hymn. I think it's a video.
It is. I'm inviting Stephanie forward to bring forward some kiddos to help lend. Any of you else that can come, kiddos, come and help with this action song. Even if you are a big kiddo and you have abilities with motion and song and life and limb, come forward. Let us celebrate with song and movement. Paya, whenever Stephanie's ready here. You ready, Stephanie? All right. All right, Pa.
Oh, yeah, I needed to. We have a minor typo on the back of the bulletin. But you know, once it's printed, it's legal law. So Stephanie will have to be here for over a month. The back of the bulletin says VBS is the 9th through the 23rd. So she's going to be here for a long time. It's actually the 19th. So pass that word around. We have a vital and fascinating and invigorating VBS. So we're excited about that. And Stephanie leading us as is tradition. What did you think? Did we sing a lot of Easter songs this morning? He is risen. Still Easter? Do you think maybe the pastor is just stuck in a rut? Easter is not just a day, boys and girls. Easter is who we are. We are an Easter people. Bishop Swenson, when she was our bishop, I don't know if any of you knew Bishop Swenson. She stood about that tall. You remember Bishop Swenson? Blonde hair, and she was just a fireball. She was just amazing. She had more. All the kids dancing here this morning, she had that much energy. She was just something else. But we are an Easter people, she would say. We got to stay there. We are risen and we are alive, and it is joyous. And we need to be those people. He has come, he has changed the world, and it remains changed. We are changed. Think that through a minute. We are changed. And not only are we changed, but we need to be changed continually, don't we? We begin on the right path, and then things kind of go cattywampus, and then suddenly it's like my GPS. First time I tried to come to this church, it sent me to some guy's house. Sitting in his front yard, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and we both knew things were kaflooty. But we get back on the right track. Jesus has changed us and has brought us back. We once were lost, but now we are found. Amen? Amen. And we are forgiven. We are forgiven. Think about that. Think about society as it's changed at the day that when Jesus was alive, the society that was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, stripe for a stripe, wound for wound. It was a brutal life. It was a life without much grace and without a lot of hope. And that world is no longer. It has changed. We are a different people. Sometimes we don't feel like that. We feel like, well, all of the miracles Jesus did, and they're all in the past, and now it's just a world has gone crazy. Am I the only one that thinks that? Don't be there. I have to remind myself, and I have to turn off the news sometimes. I have to just step away, and I have to pause and realize that there are ministries and missions and nurseries and orphanages around the world because of Christ. There are care for peoples who need health, who need help, who need guidance, who need education and teaching. First mission trip I was on, we traveled to Haiti. You've heard of Haiti. Right now, they're devolving back into gang violence. Gangs are running the nation. They're struggling. They were the first nation in the Western Hemisphere to gain their independence from being a subordinated nation. And they have struggled, and they continue to struggle. And that gang business with drugs involved is a hard one to fight. But I traveled to Haiti. And one of the things we did, we were there at a school, and the gal that led us, she was learning typing. A skill besides being literate, but a skill that would make her marketable. She could go into the world and work as a secretary, or as a typist, or maybe an author. There is much that goes on in the name of Christ. And in all of it, there is compassion. It's easy to be a doubter. It's easier. Esau Macaulay wrote, and I noted him previously, but he wrote an essay in the New York Times. And he commented how he kind of grew up being a doubter. He was in a world that was not in a good place. He was in a very impoverished environment. And there was little hope. And so it was easy to know that everything was bad. And to accept that, then it was to have some hope. Because as soon as you had a little bit of hope, he'd say, then it would get dashed. And that hurts twice as bad. It's easier to be a doubter. Yes, we're still having wars. Yes, there are still people that are hungry in the world. Not as many as there have been, but there are still hungry. Greed continues, and greed is finding new ways to be greedy. Bitcoins, I still haven't figured out bitcoins, but they have figured out us, haven't they? Disease continues. Think about that a moment. How many of you remember we had this thing with COVID? Do you remember that? Have you been watching the numbers in the paper? They're steadily declining as we're coming into summer. It's almost no longer a reportable issue, and that's all right with me. But remember what we had to do when we had to shut down? One would think that has never happened in the world, but do you ever remember hearing about the Black Plague? Entire villages closed themselves off from each other so that the plague would not spread to their villages. Families separated, families isolated, and 30 to 50% of the population died. We're better. Health, care, compassion, awareness. So don't get too caught up when we hear about plagues and rumors of plagues and wars and rumors of wars. I write myself a note at the very beginning of this sermon that said, don't get too far off on a tangent about guns and about gun violence. Because Monday morning, we had just heard another report of more violence. And this weekend, we have more reports of gun violence. And this sermon is not about that, but it's some place where we need to concentrate some energy. Not taking sides, not blaming each other, but saying, first off, we have a problem. And then saying, how are we going to fix it together? Maybe if we could de-escalate the tension between all the parties involved, we could probably solve some things pretty darn fast. I pray that that be so. Don't stay there. Don't stay there on that one issue that can be so polarizing. There are other issues in our political landscape that are polarizing. We could latch into those and take places on them. Where would Christ direct us to be? All of those places that bring division, it makes my heart ache. In a world of Christian compassion, it makes my heart ache to see people ranting and raving with tremendous energy over issues about which they disagree. Let's not be there. And let's not be the doubters that can be there. It is so easy to be a doubter. It is so easy to not believe. Poor Thomas, he's the one that gets caught in it, isn't it? He's been with the disciples. He's one of the brothers. He's one of the group. He's an insider. He knows these guys. And they tell him, Jesus was here in the flesh, the real McCoy. And Thomas, he's honest. Good Lord, I love Thomas because he was honest. And he says, I can't believe it. I just don't believe. I can't pretend to believe. That would be worse than not believing. And indeed, a week later, Jesus comes and says, blessed are you, but blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Think about that. Think about all of us. We are those Thomases, and that's okay. God will not be mocked in human history, and God will not be away from us at any point in time. God always with us. We are a transformed people. Happy Easter. I'm still working on Easter candy. Melissa's not helping me out at all. So any of you who gave gifts to Melissa of candy and whatever, I don't know why, but suddenly she is just not on the candy jag. So guess who? It's dire straits. I mean, it's not a good thing at all. It'll last me through the next decade. But Easter came, and Easter is, and we are transformed. Peace be with you, Jesus said. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Keep that in mind. This is not just, you're blessed, everything's wonderful, sit back and enjoy it, soak it all in because it's all about you. No, I came. The Father sent me. I'm here for you, and now I send you. What does that mean? It means something different to every one of us. It's an amazing thing. But he goes on with an interesting passage here that caught my eye. If you retain the sins of any... No, let me start over. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Ellen asked me, she said, saw the sermon title, she said, what does retained mean? I said, you're going to have to listen. And then I tried to distract her talking about retaining walls, but that's another story. This passage is intriguing and it's unsettling for me. I mean, giving the apostles, the disciples, the opportunity to forgive the trespasses of someone else, that's pretty massive. That's an incredible thing. But as Christians, that is who we are called to be and about. But it has a double edge to it. This retaining thing, you know, if someone sins and we retain those sins, they are not forgiven. Well, I can't help wondering who it is that retains the sins. There were some guys when I was in high school that were the cool jock types, and I was not. And they'd pick on me a little bit. They picked on everybody, but it felt like just me. So years later, I saw one of them, and he got in trouble, and boy, was I happy. And he wasn't a bad guy. And it's taken me 40 years to kind of get to the point of saying, you know, he just made a mistake, just like all of us, even I have made some mistakes, and he wasn't a bad guy. But in retaining his sin, I was carrying it around, this blackened chunk of coal in my heart, angry at him, and I had to stop and think about that. And I had to stop and think, if I retain his sin, it is retained in me. And if I forgive his sin, it is forgiven. Jesus has forgiven us. Jesus has forgiven. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who have trespassed against me. Didn't we say that somewhere in the liturgy this morning? Every Sunday. And sometimes we say it in rote and don't really think about it. But that forgiveness is about being Christian and is about Easter morning. Think about that. Think about who we are. Think about doubters and the dark places that they are. And most of us can understand why they are there. And think of the hope that we have and that we have to share through Jesus Christ. Easter people, he is risen, risen indeed. Amen? Let's sing Lift High the Cross, number 159 in your hymnal. If the computer misbehaves again, we'll just do it out of your hymnal. So let's stand and sing. Now, Mark, Nalu, you guys going to lead it?
proclaim his name. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are the Easter people. We are the hope that Christ sends into the world. You, each of you, have a piece of that divine, loving message. Go and offer it in Christ's name. Amen?
Amen.
Join hands. Let us sing our closing. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.